Talk about today. And in the Bible, several of the Bible's main characters were political leaders. You think of Joseph, right? Second only to Pharaoh. David and Solomon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Daniel. In the New Testament, we have the last chapter of the book of Romans. Paul is greeting all these people in Rome, some of whom held office of some kind. So, you know, there's people who say, don't talk about politics or religion, right? Well, those are the two of the most important things in life. So I believe one deception America is under is that we've taken politics completely out of the church. So you may disagree with some of the things I say or what I think. Fantastic. In the Western tradition, debate and discussion has been a part of the Western. Do you remember the show Point Counterpoint? Does anyone remember that? You have to be older to remember that. Or in colleges all over the country, there used to be debate clubs where people would take an issue and then you'd defend one side. Even if you didn't believe it, you'd defend one side of debate. We've kind of lost that, at least temporarily in America. Anyway, so you may disagree with some of the things that I would be on, and that's fine. That honest disagreement or discussion is helpful. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And, in this video, so this is cobbled together like six different things, half a minute to a minute and a half. It's 7.5 minutes longer. It's longer than last week's video they start with. Lyndon Johnson is mentioned twice in the video, okay? So go ahead and let it get started then, and then I'll talk after we do this. Check. I'm sorry. Yeah, I turned it off. Next slide, please. Also, last week I mentioned, please treat this like a Sunday school class. Interrupt me anytime with questions, if you'd like, if anyone has any questions or comments or complaints or anything. Okay, America's Christian roots. There's many people today, we're almost 250 years. Do you realize in 2026, next year, will be our 250th anniversary from the Declaration of Independence? And we will survive the millimeter miracle. Maybe you haven't heard that term. When Trump was shot and it just barely missed him, the millimeter miracle, not only for him, but for all of us. So, personal opinion. Okay, Patrick Henry. This great nation was founded not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of quotes like this from the founding era. Thomas Jefferson wrote, and I'll just kind of go down to the bottom, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice cannot sleep forever. We are sinners. My Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're all imperfect. And yet somehow, how do we do this? How do we govern ourselves of the people, by the people, and for the people? How do we do that? In all of human history, that's very rare for people to be able to do that. And so far, for the most part, we're able to do that. Okay, next slide, please. Last week, I ended with capital punishment. I asked you a question. Is capital punishment good or bad? Now, I would say most people, even those who agree with capital punishment, would say only in very extreme cases. President Biden, a few weeks ago, he actually commuted the sentences of almost all the federal death row inmates down to life in prison instead of that to keep Trump from having them executed. Let's, you know, if they're on death row, take care of the problem. Now, I want to talk just very briefly. Have you ever thought about how civilized it is, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth? It means limited retribution is what it means. This is very extreme, an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth, but it doesn't mean you over-punish the person. It's a measured punishment. Capital punishment is so civilized. It gives the person, they didn't give their victim that right, but they now have a time frame. You either come to terms with God or not. You got a limited amount of time left, pal. We're not paying for your life, three hots and a cot, every day for the next 30 or 50 years. This is it. What you did was so wrong, so bad, we as a society, and it is very hard to convict someone. I don't know if you've ever been on a jury before. it's so easy for one or two people to say, oh, well, but I just feel so sorry for that. He'll have to go to prison for a year or two. It's like, don't you remember what he did? Why don't you care about the victim more than the perpetrator? Okay, anyway, I might be harsh. Okay, next slide here. So, please. Okay, about the end times. I showed this slide last week. Jesus, concerning the end times, what's called the Olivet Discourse, which is in three of the four Gospels, Jesus said, take heed that no man deceive you. Take heed lest any man deceive you. Take heed that you be not deceived. We have so many deceptions around us. They're social, they're even nutritional, as I mentioned. I think I got one slide here on vitamins. Oh, it's down here a little bit lower. And so some people aren't getting their basic nutrition. We have the best-tasting, best-looking food in the history of the world, but it's often not giving us the nutrients we need, the basic vitamins and minerals. Okay, next slide, please. Oh, and again, please interrupt me anytime if I go too fast or I say something that doesn't make sense. Okay, now, be careful for nothing. Bob emphasized this verse just a couple weeks ago. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So these are things I pray for myself. And I would encourage you to consider praying for these type of things. Praying for wisdom. If any man lack wisdom, it tells us in James, let him ask of God who gives liberally to all men, to all persons. Pray for protection from deceptions. If you're under a deception, you don't know it. I mean, right? I mean, that's why it's a deception. It's like here you are making your decisions. Last week I started in Genesis 3. The second thing we learn about human beings, the first thing is it's very smart. Adam named all the animals. The second thing we learn is how easily we were knocked down by the serpent, by a subtle deception. Okay? I pray for protection from deceptions regularly. Pray for good judgment. Boy, I've made some real dumb decisions in life, okay? I don't want to tell you about them. We'd be here all day. Well, longer than that. Okay, never mind. Pray for the Lord's mercy. I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. Why not pray for that? Okay, right? I mean, don't you want God's mercy? I know I do. Okay. Pray for protection in dreams. Okay, I know this is an odd one. I brought this up last week. But, you know, in our dreams, sometimes that even can affect us. I've had, usually not, but I've had some weird dreams where I wake up and it's like, why? Why did I do that? Why did this happen? And it's almost like I don't feel rested. I know that's unusual, but anyway, I actually something I pray for sometimes. Pray for protection at night when I'm in my dreams. Cindy.
I'm sure that in our dreams.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I think you should do that. Now, I used to know there was a woman who I knew, and she was she was a Christian, but in younger days she had lived a very worldly life. Well, she claimed that sometimes at night she was living alone. She would get visited, like almost by evil spirits. And I said, okay, start praying. Satan does not want you to pray. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And so for persons who maybe, and again, dreams are nightmares, well, why not pray for protection in dreams? But I suggested to her, immediately start praying. And then use that as a trigger that if she feels there's some spiritual being in the room with her or whatever, well, start praying. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But that's your decision. Our decision to call upon the Lord, whether or not you do, right? Okay, and last thing, this is something I started praying recently. Pray that you don't linger in bad health. I'd rather go quick. I want a fuel truck to tip over on my car and, boom. On the nightly news tonight, nobody, Paul Abramson, is killed by a drift. Okay, moving on to other news. This happened at the zoo today. Anyway, I want to go quick, okay? I don't want to linger, okay? Okay, maybe not the fuel truck, maybe something. I don't know. Okay, anyway, let's see. Next slide, please. Okay, last week I also talked about a variety of things. One was fake cops. These people are out there. These people are buying on Amazon. You can buy blue and red, blue lights, flashing lights, $20 to $30. Put them in your vehicle. Now, for a construction site or wide load or something like that. Maybe these are legitimate. But look at this, 50-plus people bought in the last month, 50, and there's several brands out there. It's like, who's buying these? What are they using them for? Right? I mean, what's going on here? This guy is a fake cop. He pretends to be a police officer. He's not. He's been there's actually a few videos about him. Why did they let this guy back out? I said that last week. Here's a guy who's a fake cop. He told the local police, oh, I'm with Homeland. And then they looked further. He had no affiliation with the government. He had a stolen license plate he had put on his car. And so here's a woman who is a fake cop. Okay, so this is stuff I talked about last week. At the bottom, you can't see it very well down here, but it says Mexican lives matter and beware fake cops. So I think there's people who liked it, like this guy here, you know, pull over, I said move over. They just love ordering someone else around, and so they have an affinity. If they're not being punished, you get a, forgive me for what I would say, you get a liberal judge, oh, well, you got to understand, let's be nice to them. No, let's not be nice to them. Look at the damage they're doing to our society. Sorry for coughing. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, this was from last week. Oh, we still have two copies of this book. I brought four copies in. They're out on the table. Is that right? Is that right? They're out on the table? Two copies of this book? Tina, you put stuff on the table? You didn't see it? We had two copies. Okay, anyway, okay. So, but it's a good general book. There's a lot of books on health. I thought this was a good one because it talked not only about nutrition, but also about forgiveness, going for walks, getting good sleep. So I thought it was kind of a whole person kind of thing. We need all kinds of things. When you eat salt, I consider salt kind of a deception because your body's telling you I'm getting minerals. No, you're only getting sodium. You're only getting sodium and chloride. So you're getting two minerals. You're not getting potassium, magnesium, zinc, copper, iodine. Well, you're getting a little bit of iodine and salt. But you're not getting all these other things. This woman wrote this book, The Iodine Crisis. She had brain fog. She was having all these problems. She had accidentally run a couple stop signs and had tickets for it. And then she discovered she was low on iodine. Simple as that. Iodine, your IQ goes down because it affects the brain. Up to 10 points if you don't get enough iodine. And then Bob rubbed it in last week that, you know, if you get extra iodine, your IQ go up. And I had to say, no, for me, it doesn't, never did go up. So, okay, next thing, and we're almost done with the review of last week. Next slide, please. Oh, okay. Oh, good. Yeah, actually, yes. So I supplement, I showed you a couple multivitamins last week. I supplement, sometimes not every day, but I take a wide variety of stuff, golden seal, echinacea, just a wide variety of stuff. I'll say extra B vitamins, vitamin C and stuff. But some of these things, it's like we're not getting in our foods, and you don't know it. You're just going down. Did you know, I think there's just like 6% of Americans have scurvy. Isn't that vitamin C? Simple vitamin C, 6% of people are walking around, and it's often young people. They'll be in high school or college, and they're drinking that energy drink. Ooh, and they feel good for 15 minutes, and then they go down. It's like, well, why don't you take some vitamins instead? Eat some real food rather than Doritos and a Coke. Okay, I'm sorry. Are you right? I mean, you're right? I have nothing against Doritos, but I'm just saying that we got to get the vitamins in our system. So thank you. Thank you, Kathy, for that. Appeal is a recent invention, Bill Gates and others. And here's some of the things that are in it. Arsenic, lead, cadmium, mercury. God says, be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Satan and the globalists kill the humans. Save Mother Earth. So it's like upside down values. There's too many people. Okay, next. Okay, so anyway, this is a brief review of the last week. And so I consider the nutrition, if you're just barely surviving, well, how can you think? How can you now consider other ideas? How can you take time to listen to real news and find out what's really going on? You just hear what's out there, the loudest voices, and we're not able to function as God would have us to, okay? So a Calvary Chapel pastor, Jack Hibbs, was a year ago in Congress, and he was praying to the Lord, in Jesus' name. And, of course, there's some people in Congress who said, oh, you can't do that. We don't want to pray to the true God, the true and living God. Oh, they were upset. So there's a letter that they wrote. You need to be mindful of diversity. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Transcends petty differences. Petty differences. Either you're worshiping the God of creation or you're not. Two kinds of people in the world. Psalm chapter 1, 6 verses. The righteous and the unrighteous. You're either alive or you're dead. Okay, express a common aspiration to a just and peaceful society. Okay, well, anyway, he didn't do that. He was praying to the Lord instead. So, okay, next slide, please. So this is a series that I had two clips of in the beginning today that is only an hour and a half long, 15 minutes each. And so if you're kind of unsure, you're wondering what's going on, well, why not hear a conservative perspective from African Americans on these subjects? And it's so short, and you can learn a lot. There's actually two people I've offered to pay them if they will watch two episodes of these, one here in Evansville, one in another city, two people I care about. And it's like, would you just watch any two, and I'll give you $30, which is $1 a minute. I'm sorry, I don't make it. When I've worked in the past, making $60 an hour is pretty good dough. I'm sorry, that's me, you know. Anyway, but I mean, just watch any two of these. These are all good. So we watched a couple minutes of The Good Intentions of the Welfare State, right, 1985. He's saying it's worse than it was in 1965. Well, okay, so something's not right. Let's go a different direction. It didn't work, okay? So let's change directions. And then also showed a couple minutes of the clamor for school choice. So minority people are often getting a worse education than whites. Well, let's help. Let's lift everyone up. School choice is a way, personal opinion, I know this is controversial, is a way to do that rather than having a monopoly. And as you saw in Baltimore, that was one of their examples, 0% of the black students could answer basic math questions. What about reading and writing? And I mean, it's just... This is a crime. This is a crime. And there's ways to do this. We got to change direction. What some people want for a direction, oh, we need more government. We need more money. We need... Okay, that's one possibility. There's other possibilities, other things we should do. Now, how many of you vote straight party ticket against America? How many of you vote... You don't need to raise your... You probably don't want to raise your hand, even if you do. How many of you vote straight party ticket against children? Next slide, please. How many of you vote straight party ticket against families? Pardon me? No, not yet. Not yet. How many of you vote straight party ticket against Christianity, against normalcy, against business, against capitalism? The two political parties are very different. We'll go on to the next slide now. Isn't that just horrible? In front of children? Isn't that just horrible? But the two political parties, you say, oh, well, the left-wing media told me that these guys are the good guys. No, they're not. No, they're not. In the church, we need to talk about politics sometimes because there's a huge difference in what it leads to and what's happening behind the scenes that we're not seeing, what's being allowed. Okay, deceptions and willingly ignorant. Willingly ignorant is a Bible term. People who want to be dumb. I told you about the two people who I said, will you watch two episodes of Black Wisdom Matters? And neither. I offered to pay them. They wouldn't do it. I want to tell you a quick story. 30 years ago, when I was living in Japan for 5 years, I would come back to the U.S. For 3 or 4 weeks per year. And that was when Rush Limbaugh became famous, okay? And I bought it. I was back in the U.S. I bought his first book, The Way Things Ought to Be. I'm on a flight, and I'm reading his book. The woman next to me, so I was 30 years younger then, a lot younger, and this woman was much older than me. She had lots of jewelry on, and she didn't tell me who she was, but she said she's in education. Okay, fine, whatever, which means indoctrination is what I interpret. Anyway, and I'm reading silently. I'm not reading out loud. I'm reading Rush Limbaugh's book. Well, Rush Limbaugh, in case you don't know, is kind of right-wing. Okay, I don't know if you knew that or not. Anyway, but so I'm reading it with interest and stuff, and she's just agitated. She's just agitated, and at one point, here's what she said. You're not supposed to read that book. Here's how I interpret that. You're not supposed to become an adult. You're not supposed to listen to both sides. You're not supposed to think for yourself. I just, her attitude, you're not supposed to read that book. You're not supposed to stay willingly ignorant. Bribden, Joe Biden, excuse me, that's how you're supposed to pronounce his name, and his son hunting for bribes. Hunter Biden, I'm sorry, I got his name wrong. Okay, many liberals in America did not know until the first presidential debate how senile he has become. Every conservative knew it. He falls down on stage, he falls down climbing steps, he gets lost on stage, he gets lost in the middle. Every conservative knew that. But even the New York Times did not know until, this is frightening to me, the level of deceptions in our society, and they're self-imposed. People who won't hear the other side. There's a good book that came out 20 years ago called Bias, a CBS insider's look, and it's like these people, he was from CBS, but so many people, they're only people who they socialize with is other people who believe exactly as themselves. So of course they think that's normal. Of course they think that's right. Okay, so anyway, instead of going through a democratic process, the Democrat Party had anointed Biden, and they basically ignored the primaries, and then they put Kamala Harris to have her there. I have a question. Okay, so the war in Israel started October 7th, 2023. Okay, August, September, October, November, December. Right? October 7th, Hamas and then Hezbollah and then others attacked Israel. Maybe you can help me. Where did they get the money to attack Israel? It cost a lot of money to start a war. Where did they get the money to start the war on October 7th? Next slide, please. From us. Biden gave Iran $6 billion September 18th. He opened up. You're not seeing some things here. Okay, never mind. Okay, but these five people, these are all American citizens. This guy, okay, I guess if he's American, whatever. This man looks kind of Middle Eastern. That's fine. They may be dual Iranian-American citizens. I do not know. But, I mean, for five people, $6 billion? I mean, it was in the news. This was in the news. And then 2.5 weeks later, Hamas and Hezbollah attacked Israel. Who paid for it? We did. If you vote for certain people, there are results. Elections have consequences. Okay? So pray about this. Adam and Eve paid a price for believing deceptions and then acting on them. Okay? Next slide, please. This is just a funny thing that happened in the campaign. So they said that Kamala had worked at McDonald's. They took this photo, see the cabinet behind her, all the things in the cabinet on top. They took this photo of this young woman, superimposed Kamala's face on it. It's the same photo, right? And she never did work. There's no evidence that she ever worked at a McDonald's. So then Trump, being funny, he's hilarious in my opinion, he then gets a job at McDonald's. I don't know if you remember that day. And after he'd been there 15 minutes, he said, now I've worked at McDonald's 15 minutes longer than Kamala. There was another time in the campaign where Joe Biden's who said anybody who votes for Trump is garbage. So the next day, Trump's in a garbage truck. Did you ever see that? Isn't that just funny? I'm sorry. I know that he is so controversial. There may be people here who just the anger. And that, okay, that's, we can talk about that. But I want you to think. We need to think. We need to listen to both sides. Listen to both sides. And as I showed in the previous slide, there are consequences to how we vote. Okay, next slide, please. These are just a few things here. Pollution and population. If you believe the earth is overcrowded, drive 15 minutes in any direction. There's only a few cities in the world where that's not true. New York, Cairo, Los Angeles, Shanghai, Tokyo, Mexico City. There's only a few. I mean, the earth is not overcrowded. Okay, anyway, people believe that. Well, that's because they live in a city somewhere and then stuff. Okay, most modern coal plants. Did you know they're building a new coal plant in China one or two weeks? Isn't that amazing? And they don't have the safety things. They don't have the pollution controls that we do. So whether the coal plant's built in America or built in China, same planet, smoke is still going out into the atmosphere, into the earth. Okay. And then in California, they outlaw gas-powered lawnmowers. Oh, my goodness. Well-meaning. Many of these are well-meaning people. Okay. Back in the 70s, 80s, 90s, there was a belief that the Ice Age was coming. A few people here probably remember that. Walter Cronkite, there were different. This is just one particular special that came out. In Search of the Coming Ice Age, 1978, Leonard Nimoy was the narrator for it. We're about to go into a new ice age. Okay, well, the data didn't pan out. Yes, there were some cold winters. Yes, there were cold winters, but there were some that weren't cold. So after a while, it's an embarrassment to them because, oh, all the scientists agree, of course. Are you against science? What's wrong with you? And so anyway, they then switched around, and starting in 2001, you had Al Gore and others with global warming, and everybody agrees. All the scientists know it's true. And once again, humankind, it's almost like, you know, why not listen to both sides? There's good specials on this. Anyway, this is just Coca-Cola sells, I found this slide online, I thought it was a good one, sells over 200,000 single-use bottles a minute. And these things last years. They're often dumped in waterways or beside the road or all kinds of places out in the ocean. These red caps, they're birds out in the ocean. If a cap is floating there, they'll scoop it up and swallow it, and then it kills the bird because it's plugged up their digestive system. These are really horrible, some of the things that are happening. But according to some people, cows in a pasture are the problem. Bees. Babylon Bee is a Christian-based humor site, and they had a little parody thing. They've discovered a way to make food that tastes exactly like beef. And it is really incredible, and it's not made with all these chemicals and different additives and flavorings and stuff like that. What they do is they put cows out in the field and let them eat grass, and their meat tastes exactly like beef. Anyway, they did that. It's pretty funny. Another one that they did that was pretty funny, if it wasn't so true, this man who is a motorcycle racer, and he's not very good. He's never won a race. So he decides to change and identify as being a bicycle racer. So he's still riding his motorcycle, but he identifies as being a bicycle racer and starts winning all the bicycle races. Now, there's some people out there who just get mad when you poke fun at their holy cows and stuff like that. And it's like, well, you know, some people just don't have personal opinion, don't have common sense. Oh, next slide here. There's all kinds of documentaries that you've never heard of or that you don't know about, but they're out there. Oh, I gave this out last week. Anybody who wasn't here last week, I have a couple more. Let's see, Wes was not here. I know there's a few people here. Anyway, I have about three copies of this. This is a whole bunch of different documentaries and other things online if you're interested. And then the Jesus film, there's a copy of the Jesus film on DVD. Here, so it's a collection of stuff. Anyway, for George Floyd, if you really think he was a victim, well, watch this documentary, The Fall of Minneapolis, because for the first 12 or 14 minutes, he's still in his car, he's arguing, he's resisting arrest, he says, I can't breathe, was a lie. He says, my mother just died, it was a lie. The last time the police shot at me, a lie. Lie, 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 lie. You know, meanwhile, he's swallowing all these narcotics. Autopsy showed that's why he died, not the police holding him on the ground. But these four honorable police officers went to prison. Isn't that? He's black. He's Asian. Yeah, two of them were white. But it wasn't a racial thing. The man was resisting arrest. Even when he's handcuffed, he's kicking at the police. He was a drug dealer. Okay, and he tried to pass a false bill. Anyway, watch it yourself if you want. The damage to Minneapolis is still there today because they're down by about 20% of their police. So there's certain areas of Minneapolis that a guy just pulls a gun out and just starts shooting, and the police know that they can't go to that part of the city. They can't respond. Thank you, Mayor, two Democrats. Mayor Jacob Frey, the Democrat mayor of Minneapolis, and then Governor Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, who was vice presidential candidate, at minute 27 in this here, he's on the screen saying something about the righteous anger of the citizens. Righteous anger. It's like, no, learn what really happened rather than how the media tried to portray it. Okay. Also, I got a note to myself down here. Any of us can be deceived. No matter where you're at politically or whatever, no matter where we are on a religious level, we can be deceived. I had a few friends who were really deep in the QAnon, and I would listen to them. I would listen, and it's so, I mean, all these details. This is like 2 or 3 years ago when QAnon stuff was going around. There's these underground tunnels and all these different things. It's a fake President Biden. You can tell by his earlobes. On a certain day, Nancy Pelosi would be arrested. And I would just listen. And I mean, it was, so any of us, whether you're conservative or liberal, whoever you are, I strongly recommend pray for wisdom, pray for protection from deceptions. Because there's so many deceptions out there. And this was one of them that I'm a conservative, as you can probably tell. But QAnon was one that affected conservatives. So we're not, even if someone is, I mean, I would consider hopefully many of the deceptions I'm not part of. But we can be, any of us can be hit. Okay? It's just something that's the part of the human condition. Yes, Cindy. Speak up, please.
You know that some of the people, if it's a
yes. Yes. That's true. So we need to pray. All the more reason to pray. Lord, please protect me from deceptions. Help me to have good common sense. I ask for your mercy. I pray for wisdom. Yes, Kathy. Yeah. Right. Yes. When I lived in Berkeley, so I told you I lived in Tokyo. I lived for 5 years. I lived in Berkeley for 5 years. Most of you know that. Berkeley, Berkeley, the conservative town of Berkeley. And I'm sorry, this is my little jokes there. And it was amazing. I would ask someone, George Bush was president back then. I would say, what do you think of Bush? And they just, and I might as well be reading the San Francisco Chronicle. Because their opinion was exactly the same as the New York Times or the San Francisco Chronicle. They had never heard, well, why not listen to both sides of the news? Why not, you know, listen to Sean Hannity once in a while? I'd ask them what they think of Rush Limbaugh. And, oh, the hatred just come out. How often have you listened to him? Have you listened to him for even 1 hour? No, I'd never listen to him. Okay, who's the ones who's prejudiced? Is it conservatives or the people who are closed-minded? I mean, right? If you can't even listen to the other side, you're too not strong enough to listen to voices that disagree with you. Human beings, we make decisions 4 ways. There might be a 5th way. Someone here correct me. Tim, you can correct me if I see this wrong. I think that we make decisions 4 ways. The first way is instinct or pain or fear or something like that. Gee, I'm hungry, okay? I'm thirsty. So we'll make a decision. This is a need, biological need or whatever. Okay, so that's one way we make decisions. The next higher level is group consensus. What are the loudest voices? But Jesus said, don't follow the broad path that leads to destruction. Follow the narrow path that leads to life. So the broad path is often going to be wrong. Okay? What the majority of people believe is often going to be wrong. Wes, would you remind me? False prophets. Please remind me a couple minutes from now if I forget. Okay, so that's the second. Well, everybody heard me. Okay, anyway, let's see. The second thing then is the loudest voices. Third is facts, scripture, and then facts and logic. What does the Bible say? Because it's often counterintuitive. Love your enemies? Pray for those who persecute you? No, Lord, I want a lightning bolt. I want a lightning bolt on that person. And we tend to think that way, right? St. Paul, the worst he got was Alexander the coppersmith, who did me much evil. May God judge him according to his deeds. And so, we have St. Paul turning it over to God. God, this is my prayer for this person, okay? I'm not saying it's right, but this is his prayer. Alexander the coppersmith, who did me much evil, judge him. I don't want to be judged according to my deeds. I want to be judged according to God's mercy, okay? So anyway, okay, third is scripture, facts, and logic. Fourth, the highest one is inspiration of some kind, an aha moment or a eureka moment. And that happens in history more often than we realize, where someone, wow, I never thought of that before. It can happen to you and I when we study Scripture. There's some people who contend, I need to stay on topic, I talk too long sometimes, but who journal, you know, I don't understand this in Scripture. I don't understand what this is. Lord, would you please explain this verse to me? And the following week, if they're praying, they'll often have something that will happen, or they'll overhear a conversation, or they'll hear something on the radio. Oh, now it makes sense. Now it makes sense. So there is a lot of things we don't understand. Anyway, the eureka moment. So I think those four ways we often... So if you're down here, we're always sometimes down here. I need sleep. I'm just too tired. Or I'm thirsty. Or whatever it is. Second, group consensus. Okay, well, most people believe that must be true. But then third is facts and logic. And often it's different. The Scripture, facts, and logic is often different from what the group consensus is. Okay, so in the Old Testament, false prophets... In the Old Testament, they hated the real prophets. They loved the false prophets. They wanted to kill the real prophets, right? We know that. Most people know that. Has human nature changed? No. Let's jump forward in time to Abraham Lincoln. They hated him. Half the population hated him. There were multiple attempts to try to kill him before he was inaugurated back in early 1861, after he voted in 1860, and they wanted to leave the Union. They wanted their states to secede from the United States. There were two things that catalyzed the U.S. Civil War. The first was a book in the 1850s called Uncle Tom's Cabin, which is it told Northern Christians, this is what slavery is about. This is what slavery is like in the South. And people, it was one of the best sellers in all of American history, was Uncle Tom, not the parodyized one. Later they came out and he's just a bumbling old guy and, oh gosh, no. The real Uncle Tom's Cabin, the book. And there are also some plays and stuff like that, the real one. That, and then Abraham Lincoln become president, and he had openly said slavery is wrong. Well, people in the South, so he's a Republican. He was the first Republican president. He wasn't Democrat, he was a Republican. The slave owners, for the most part, were Democrats. The Jim Crow laws, Democrats. The Ku Klux Klan, okay, same party. Down through history, if you want kind of a history of this, Dinesh D'Souza has a good documentary called Hillary's America. It's out there on video. I don't think it's on the internet. But Dinesh D'Souza's, actually, if someone would like to watch it, I'll buy a copy and loan it out if people want to watch it. But it's a very good synopsis of the history of the Republican Party versus the Democrat Party. And who was DEI, talk about racist, right? DEI is a new form of racism, anti-white. So they got, it's like they're looking for somebody to pick on, looking on somebody to be against. Okay, so where are we at here? QAnon, I mentioned that. Okay, I'm going to change gears. Does anyone have any questions, comments, or complaints at this point? Okay, thank you for listening. I know that some of this may be that you strongly disagree with me. Well, pray for me, okay? Boy, that Paul sure is in deceptions. He's talking to us about deceptions. Oh, my goodness, what happened to him? Okay, let's go to the next slide here. So much of my background actually was in computers, IT. I know some of you know my background. I worked for Microsoft for a while. I worked for Intel Corporation for over a year. I was part of the dot-com boom. That was 20 years ago. Computer security and identity theft, financial fraud. Turn off the internet when you're not using it. Don't leave it on 24 hours a day. That just leaves it wide open for some hacker to be hitting and hitting and hitting and trying to figure out your password, trying to get in. And some routers have security flaws into them that you wouldn't know about, and they're hitting and hitting and hitting. Andy Groves, who was head of Intel for many years, wrote a book called Only the Paranoid Survive. Okay? And I like the title. I've read part of it. I like the title, Only the Paranoid Survive. And in computers, that's the way I am. Okay, I'm a guy who has been part of the field. I'll tell you what, these tools can be so dangerous against us. Turn off the internet. Turn off your computer. Make better passwords. Don't use one of these. If you use one of these password-saving places, would you please change the password for all your stuff and then leave that there? Okay, let's. Me and my Russian friend Sergey are going to. I have nothing against someone named Sergey, but are going to start a new password site said ultra secure password savings. Okay, will those American suckers send me their password? Oh, here's the guy's Merrill Lynch account. Here's his Bank of America password. Why, thank you so much for sending this to us over here in Russia. Don't use these password saving places. Use a piece. Sorry, I'm raising my voice. Use a piece of paper. How can you? I'm just kind of amazed sometimes we don't think about why would we trust some complete stranger on this side of the world. Now, you should have two bank accounts, personal opinion. Your main bank account is not on the internet. If you have serious money, which I don't, I'm a multi-hundredaire. I've told you that before. Not just a hundredaire. I'm a multi-hundredaire. Now, if you're going to walk around and say, hey, Paul, I was thinking maybe we could become good friends now. Okay, I've heard that so many times. Let me just tell you. Okay, I'm sorry. My jokes aren't very good here. But have two bank accounts. In your main bank account, you don't connect it on the internet. You can buy milk multiple times a month, right? You can buy bread. So why can't you just, if you need to transfer $300 or $500 to your internet bank account, you've limited your losses. Okay, I'm serious about that. There's people who've lost their life savings. I know one woman who lost over $50,000. I know another person who lost over $5,000. A lot of people have been hit. Jim Browning and Pierogi. Jim Browning is a British gentleman. I need to move on. I need to not talk too long. Pierogi, so he's British, Jim Browning, and he made a five-part video, which I'll describe in a minute. Pierogi, he's an American, I think. I think he's from Florida. Funny guy. He's so funny. He's learned some stuff in Hindi where he'll pretend to be an older man or older woman, and these guys are scammers taking advantage of him and stuff like that. He'll mess with them. And first thing they'll do is they want control of your computer. So they'll ask you to install something, and it gives them control of your computer. Excuse me. Why would you give control of your computer? And particularly, you got your main bank account on there. Why would you do that? Yes, my name is Johnny, and I am from Microsoft. I am from Minneapolis, Tennessee. Oh, I love the Smoky Mountains. Okay, no, he's not from Microsoft. He or she, mostly it's he. He's not from Google. He's not from Facebook. They're scammers. And so you think you're dealing with someone from Microsoft. Anyway, there was one particular day, Pierogi was doing a live thing, and so he's connected in to these Indian scammers. So he's connected into phone conversations. He's in America from India. They've got this American woman on the phone line, and she has a small business. And he's saying, the scammer is saying, there are people after your account. We need to transfer your money to help protect you. And so she shuts her business down, small business, goes to the bank and withdraws $5,000. And now she goes to a particular Target store in Baton Rouge. That's where she's at. Okay, so now Pierogi is doing this live. And they're, how do we stop her? How do we protect her from losing $5,000? And so they figure out which that she's at a particular Target store in Baton Rouge, and all these people are calling in, and Pierogi himself is calling. They try to call her, and she's not answering her phone because the scammer has told her, no, don't take phone calls from anyone else. You just talk to me. They will want to deceive you. It's the scammers. But she believes it. It's a deception, and she's fallen for it. And now she's at the checkout, and you can hear she's putting her money in. And then beep, she's added another card, the next card. She's bought a Google Play card or whatever it is. And finally, one of the people listening to Pierogi's thing gets through on the pharmacy. They get through on the pharmacy extension. Can you please tell a manager, thousands of people listen to this, there's a woman at checkout right now who's buying like 10 or 12, whatever it is, Google Play cards. And you hear her. And, she's buying these things, and the guy from India, yes, that's right. If someone asks you what you are doing, say that you are, do you like my Indian accent? Okay, anyway, I can do a Pakistani also. It's like this. Yeah, they will just tell them you're buying these for your grandchildren. And so they'll say this, and then the person doesn't realize what they're, anyway, they stopped her. They got it in time. Ma'am, I'm sorry, but I think you might be being scammed. There's some people who are listening to this online right now. from the side in India. That's how he was tapped in. Jim Browning, he'll be an older man, which he is, and every internet address translates back to a number. Okay, you don't need to know that, except that then that number can sometimes be traced back to figure out where it's from. So he finds these guys. He finds out they're in Calcutta, a particular scamming company. And then he finds out that they have security cameras, and he's able to tap into their security cameras and watch them while they're trying to scam him and other people. So millions of people have seen this. Anyway, it's Jim Browning spying on the scammers, if you're interested. It's like, wow, because the guys say, oh, yes, we're in San Jose. You were in California. We were Americans just like you. And so they do their whatever their deal is. Anyway, just take a look at that. Have two bank accounts. Get a more security router like MikroTik. MikroTik comes from Latvia. This is actually a router company that has users groups, which is just stunning. A router is not very exciting. If you go to Best Buy or Walmart and buy a $30 router or something, they're just not that secure. Pay $50 or $60 and get a MikroTik. And they last for many years. So you'll pay a little bit more money. Just like you should turn off the internet, you should get a couple extra power surfs. We have thunderstorms around here. Turn off your computer at a level higher than the computer so you don't lose your power supplies. I was teaching at a school here in Evansville, and our building got hit by lightning. So this is 15 years ago or something like that. And every one of the computers was on a surge protector. But where we got hit was through the network. So the network card got hit, or on the motherboard, if the network is on the motherboard. So it wiped out all our computers from the network. Didn't have that secure. Darn. Anyway, you get hit, direct hit, that's kind of a sign, you know, that maybe you're not teaching good things. No, just a little joke there. Cindy, did you have a question, comment? Sure. On your phone while you're trying to do stuff. Oh, that's funny. I mean, it's funny, but it's not funny. But no, we get in. A person will be in a mode. Oh, it's okay. I'm talking to Norton Security, and it's okay. And so it's part of the deception. People are losing their life savings. So I'm sorry I'm emphasizing it so long. We're here in church. We should be listening about Christian things. But this is part of life. And, you know, the Bible gives us not just spiritual things, but also other things in life. Yes, Wes?
When you're talking about using the internet for banking or whatever, is there any benefit to using what's called a VPN?
There can be, unless it's a Chinese company that owns it. So that's the problem. See, it's like, we will protect you. It's kind of like the password sites, stuff like that. And so the VPN, if it's real, the problem is, how do you know which ones are real? Now, there are a few real ones. I don't remember their names. But I would say a VPN would protect you from some, but if you're paying for it, you need to find out. Okay, a good place to check is Hack5 and EEF, Electronic Freedom Foundation, or Frontiers, Electronic Frontiers Foundation, something like that, EFF, I can look it up later, is a good place to check. Or Hack5, HAK5 on the internet, and look what they would recommend. Those would be two places I would go. What I really recommend is you get a second computer. You can get a second computer for $300 or less, right? And put your financial stuff on that, and it's turned off, and you never go anywhere else on the internet. So on one computer, you're doing your web browsing, your emails, and everything like that. On the other computer, it's financial, and it's the only place it goes. And it's turned off all the time. Okay? That's what I do. I actually have four computers. Two of them never go on the internet. The other two are both Linux computers. The two that go on the internet are called Linux computers. I can talk about that later. Linux is like Windows, only it's a different operating system. It is more secure. Okay? Pardon me? Well, iPhones are more secure than Android. Android has all different levels, depending on whether it's been updated or not. So the phones are pretty secure, but it also depends. There's things called man in the middle attack. I'll just hit this briefly since you brought it up. This wouldn't happen here, but if you were in Boston, park the car at Harvard. Okay, sorry. Or Chicago, or Indy, or major city. You're at a Starbucks, and you're using your phone to get on the internet or whatever it is, or you're using your laptop or something like that, or your little iPad or something, and you connect through their network. Well, there may be two Starbucks networks. One is called Starbucks Plus, and it's free. Well, Starbucks Plus might be the van out in the parking lot who intercepts the Starbucks signal, and now he's broadcasting, and he's using a keystroke logger to keep track of everything that you type in. So every password that you're sending out to send out, this is called a man-in-the-middle attack. It's called Evil Twin. It's just a name. There's so many different scams out there. I'm very careful where I use my credit cards, okay? Cash can actually pay for things, by the way. If you're buying a $5 sandwich, please don't use a credit card. Okay, I'm sorry. I am paranoid. Only the paranoid survive, have two bank accounts. Anyway, we've left ourselves so open to things. And any other questions or comments on this? And we're going to change subjects here. Okay. So this is an area of life where people are losing so much money. The woman who lost over $50,000 I told you about, it was a long and convoluted thing. I heard about it early on, and it wasn't this kind of a scam. It was different. But I said, this seems like it's a scam. It just seemed like it. And I told her, I really think this is not right. Something's wrong. And later I learned, a few months later, she had lost so much money trying to chase down this package and stuff. And it was from she was a widow, and it's from her late husband and sent from overseas and all this stuff. And at one point, the point where she called me, I said, it was supposed to be in a warehouse in Washington, D.C. I said, find out what warehouse. I'll drive over there with you. And she said, drive over there. And I was like, rather than sending these guys thousands of dollars, right? I mean, if it's in a warehouse and they're waiting for certain funds, okay, I'll drive over. There's a day there, spend the night, and come back. I mean, it's expensive. It's not trivial, but it's better than losing thousands of dollars and finding out, oh, now we have a holdup for this reason, and that's why you cannot get your package yet. Oh, that U.S. government is so picky. Or they'll have somebody win a second place in the sweepstakes. This is a common one they do with elderly people. You've won second place in the sweepstakes, but you know the U.S. government, you have to pay the taxes first. So if you'll send us $12,000, we will send you this $50,000. You have to pay the taxes, I'm sorry. And they'll send the money. And if the person will believe that, oh, the first place person didn't qualify. If you would like the first place one, you'll need to send us another $25,000, and then we'll send you the $200,000 winning. But you must pay the taxes first, and people will do it. I'm so sorry to be telling you this thing. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Okay, people are falling for these, and they could be friends of yours. They could be us. Could be people that we know, and it's just tragic. Okay, I, I'm sorry I'm taking church time for this, but if we never talk about these things, we're wide open. Kathy, do you have a question? Pardon me? Oh, how the word phony. Okay, phones started to become popular in America in the 20s and 30s. Someone would call, and he's selling insurance, or he's selling whatever it is, and they learned that, oh, wait a minute, this person isn't legitimate. And that's how the word phony came out. The word phony, oh, he's just a phony. Someone who on the phone represents themselves one way, but they're not actually that person. He's a phony. That's how that word came into our, and then I said, call me. For anyone who's looking online, don't call me. Please don't call me. Okay, if you're watching this or listening to it, please don't call me. Ring, ring, hello, yeah, this is so-and-so. And okay, anyway, but honestly, if you're in this room, I will try to help you, okay, if you're not sure. Because these emails, some of them are getting, they're so good. They're not good. Good has connotations that I don't want to. They are so effective at getting people to respond or call a certain number. You're going to be charged $500 if you don't do this. And then they give you an 800 number to call. No, don't call that number. Don't answer the email. Anyway, they're just, they're getting better and better at their deceptions. So, or even if you go to the wrong website, on your computer, there's some that can install software in your computer. It's so dangerous, Rhonda.
Yeah, that happened to me. Stupid me. Thinking,
no.
Okay, because he said,
Okay.
Somebody got in there. So I let him get on my computer, and he done all these little things that he was doing. So I called the bank, and I talked to the fraud unit.
Yes.
And they said, get off your computer right now.
Yes.
Shut it totally down.
Yes.
And I thought, how stupid.
No, we need to hear about these so that we know they exist, that there are people like they're out there. Why the FBI and Interpol doesn't help us, I don't know. It would be easy for them to set up a team, personal opinion. Why you got individuals like Jim Browning and Pierogi. I'm sorry, did you finish your story, Rhonda? Okay. But, I mean, no, it is hard to discern. I told you about the woman who lost so much money. I said, I think this is a scam. And she didn't want to talk to me anymore because I wasn't helping her get her package. And anyway, I learned later, like I said, that she'd lost tens of thousands of dollars. So tragic. But people get wrapped up in it. This guy, Pierogi, okay, so the person will come in and take control of your computer. Okay, it goes both ways. What most people don't realize is you now have a certain amount of control over their computer, too. And so Pierogi goes in and starts copying stuff from their computer in India. He'll copy their pictures. He'll copy their spreadsheets. He'll copy their letters. And then they think that they're scamming him. I'm sorry, I'm smiling. And he will then at a certain point say, so is this you and your girlfriend? Who's this? Is this your parents? Do they know you're a scammer? And the guy's going, I'm not a scammer. I am from Microsoft, and I'm here to help you, to protect you from the scammers. And it's like, well, this is you. Is this some of your friends who work with you? Are they scammers too? Because he's showing them pictures from their computer. And sometimes he just starts deleting all their files. He'll just start deleting everything in their computer, and he's wiping them out. And I'm sorry for this. He's learned some curse words in Hindi. And so he curses at him and says, you're the lowest of the low. You would take, because he'll pretend to be an older man or older woman. Here I am at this stage in life, and I got to worry about a young guy like you who has no morals, no ethics. And, of course, the guy, this isn't what the American's supposed to do. We're supposed to be suckers and have our money stolen from us. Okay, I talked about this way too much. Let's go on to the next subject. We're going to hit it quickly. Okay. Evolution. Okay, my forte in Christianum, the Gospels was most important. But a few people need to know about Bible prophecy. A few people need to know about creation-evolution debate. Creation-evolution debate is something I have studied. It is so overwhelming, the information of creation, but it takes an hour or two to become deprogrammed from believing in evolution. The earth is not millions of years old. Dinosaurs did not live 65 million years ago. Sorry, it was thousands of years ago, and they used to be called dragons. Okay? Two that I would recommend, Dr. Kent Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D, Dinosaurs and the Bible, a couple hours long. Watch it, and you will be stunned. You will be amazed at how much information is about dinosaurs in history, post-flood world history. The Ark in the Darkness, a man named Ralph Strean, whom I happen to know, it's an excellent video. He's about to finish his director's cut. This came out last year. It's free on the internet. He's put it online for free because his interest is not money as much as it is saving souls and bringing people in from the darkness. The beginning of the Bible is just as true as the rest of the Bible. We need to know that continuity, that 6,000 or 7,000 years ago, God created the heaven and the earth. The idea of millions of years never happened. Okay? Just very, very briefly. Okay. Oh, take a look at this picture while I'm talking about this book. This is from the Babylon Gate, 600 BC. Look at the forked tongue. What creature is this? As far as I know, we don't have any fossils of whatever this is. It's part of a repeating motif on the wall. This creature, this dragon creature, look at the claws on its back feet. What creature is this? I mean, as far as I know, we don't have a fossil for this, but it's part of a repeating motif of the lion, the bull, and this thing. The lion, the bull, of this thing, which is kind of like, what is the master of each respective domain, right? I mean, this in interpretation, you think of the lion and the bull, right? Okay, so anyway, and then the tail, the way this creature is now, it's obviously stylized, for just like they would stylize a lion and stuff like that, but it's like, what's this on its head? going on back there. And anyway, okay, so now this man, he's not a Christian as far as I know. Secular astronomer wrote a book called Seeing Red. And he shows in this book that the redshift that they use to date our galaxies and how old the universe doesn't work. There's several places. So Halton Arp, he left the United States. ARP is his last name. Went to Germany because they have more academic freedom in Germany than in America. Okay, it's a very good book. And he shows that there are a variety of galaxies where these two galaxies will be slamming into each other. And we can see the stars hitting each other. We can see it. But yet they have two different redshifts. Okay, well, wait a minute. If they're hitting each other, they're the same distance away from us, right? So we can show scientifically the redshift, it's out there. There is a redshift. It evidently does not indicate distance. It means something else, okay? So anyway, it's just something in science. Okay, so, yes. Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D. Now, if you look for him online, you're going to see a lot of controversy. He's a friend of mine. As far as creation, his, in my opinion, his seminars are the best. He's 20 years ahead of the things from Institute for Creation Research, ICR, from creation.com, from Answers in Genesis, in my opinion, because he throws everything in there. He tries to hit where is somebody stuck at. You know, oh, you couldn't get all those animals on the ark. There's no way to do that. Well, he talks about it. Okay, let's talk about the big animals. What are the animals that are bigger than a horse? Okay, let's see. You got moose, elk, bears, giraffes, hippos, elephants. There's like it's like seven. Okay, so you got to have two of each kind. Okay, I don't know why, but we get this image in our mind of a little tiny Noah's Ark and all these big animals sticking out of it. The ark was 450 feet long, about 40 to 50 feet tall, and it's like 70 feet wide. Yeah, two elephants, and you get babies. Why wouldn't you get juvenile giraffes and stuff? They're going to sleep longer. They're going to eat less. They're going to live longer after the flood. Noah was 500 years old. He's 500, 600 years old. I mean, he has some common sense, hopefully, by then. Anyway, so it's like we kind of walked through all these objections. Oh, Noah's Ark wasn't big enough. Sorry, it was. It really was. Okay, next slide. Okay, I lived in Japan for 5 years. I'm going to try and make this brief. After the flood, people spread out around the world. You had the Tower of Babel, and then people spread out. There's two ethnic groups in Japan. The Yamato people are the dominant ones. You go drive up to Toyota or you go to Japan or whatever. The Yamato, you look at, that person is Japanese. He is a Japanese man or a Japanese woman. There's another ethnic group in Japan, native to Japan. They were almost completely wiped out, almost completely destroyed before the modern era, and that's the Ainu. They're white people. What are they doing in Japan? I was on a bus up in either Sapporo or Hakodate, which is a northern city, and I'm going somewhere and we're stopped, and there's a white guy directing traffic. He's got a blue police-type uniform on, and my thought was, how do you get a job doing that? I just was like, yeah, because I had done all kinds of things. I had written for magazines. I'd written for a Japanese government newspaper. I was in a TV commercial. Do you recognize me? No? Okay, probably just as well. Anyway, but I did all kinds of stuff when I was in Japan. And I was looking at this guy, and he's like, and I'm thinking, how do you get a job doing that? But the way he held himself, the way he moved, he's Japanese. I suddenly realized, he's an Ainu. There's less than 100,000 left. There's very few. Okay? So they were wiped out. Ethnic cleansing is not new. Ethnic cleansing is not something Americans or somebody, you know, in Europe developed. It's around the world. There's prejudiced people anywhere you go in the world. Believe me, it's true. Anyway, the Ainu are white folks. How did they end up in Japan? Nobody knows. Lost to history, okay? But they probably, after the flood, must have gone over there. They used to control the northern half of Japan. They were successively wiped out. The capital of Japan historically kept moving north, further and further north over time, okay? And as they were decimating, eradicating the Ainu. I want to tell you one more story. I'll make this brief. So when I was living in Japan, there was this movie that came out called Dances with Wolves. Kevin Costner is our hero. All the other white people in the movie are just despicable people. It's a Hollywood movie. And, of course, the Native Americans are all portrayed as being honorable and things like that. Well, there's honorable and dishonorable people anywhere you go. Anyway, Japan would get our movies like 6 months or 8 months later. They'd be translated and stuff like that. They'd go to Europe, they'd go to Japan, stuff like that. And I had one man, I was teaching English in the evenings, who was just insistent that I admit that America's a bad country. He was just insisting, based on, you know, we killed the Indians and stuff like that. And I was like, well, every country has bad things in their past. That's what I was saying. And I'm not a liberal. I'm a thinking person. I'm a conservative. And I'm not against America. And so, yeah, yes, we have bad things in our past. But every country does. And that's as far as I wanted to take it. But he kept pushing. And finally I said, and I wasn't trying to be mean, well, of course, in Japan you have the Ainu. It was like 12 people. When I said that, it was like every person was like, I wasn't supposed to know, as a foreigner, I wasn't supposed to know that. And truth be told, there are more Native Americans alive today than there were 200 years ago. Okay? So, I mean, it's not unlike Japan can get on their high horse and say, oh, those Americans are such racist. Well, I'm sorry, there's things in Japanese history. They've done some bad things, okay? Anyway, and when I mentioned Ainu, okay, the subject changed. I wasn't trying to be mean. Next slide, please. But that's evidence of the Great Flood, that these people went out, and then probably they were wiped out at different places in the world. Minorities got canceled, I'm sorry to say it. Okay, Japanese plesiosaur. 1977, a Japanese fishing boat down near New Zealand. They're fishing really deep. I don't know what they're fishing for. And they pulled up this carcass from 900 feet down, pulled it up, brought it on deck, took several pictures, took a couple tissue samples. There was a marine biologist on board. He tried to figure, nobody had ever seen anything like this. What is it? What is it? And they eventually, it started to stink as it warmed up in the air, and so they threw it back overboard. They didn't want to ruin their catch of fish, okay? When they got back to Japan, and Tokyo University and Tsukuba University, which is Japan's MIT and other, goes, why didn't you throw the fish overboard and keep this? Nobody's ever seen anything like this. What is it? And this is the stamp the Japanese made. I have a copy. I have one at home. Of what they think this creature looked like. And so when you're talking about dragons, when you're talking about dinosaurs, there's probably still a few out there in the world, in West Africa, in Indonesia, in the oceans, probably away from the shipping channels and stuff like that. The Japanese plesiosaur, this is what this is sometimes called, creationists use it, say, no, dinosaurs didn't die 65 million years ago. No, that's crazy. This is, we are very, very young, just like the Bible says. Everything is consistent with what the Bible says. Next slide, please. We're almost done with creation evolution. Okay, the biggest desert in the world is the Sahara Desert. At current rates of expansion, it's like 4,000 years old. It's not millions of years old. The biggest reef in the world, underwater reef, is the Great Barrier Reef off Australia. It was damaged in World War II, so they studied it for decades as it was regrowing and determined that it was less than 5,000 years old. That's the biggest reef in the world. Everything on Earth shows that we're under 6 or 7, definitely under 10,000 years old. The salt in the oceans is increasing a little bit more every year. When you distill water, the water goes off, all the minerals and impurities stay behind. Every year the rivers are dumping sediments and salts into the oceans. The oceans are slowly becoming more salty. The earth is only thousands of years old. The Bible is right. The people who are hiding from the God of the Bible are wrong. I know if you've never heard creation before, please watch Dinosaurs in the Bible by Kent Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D. It only takes 1 or 2 hours to deprogram the average person from belief in evolution. This is from an ancient Egyptian pottery thing. It's like, how did they know about brachiosauruses? I mean, what's going on here? There's other ones where they actually have like this brachiosaurus kind of a creature. It's got like a sheep in its mouth. Isn't that just interesting? There's other ones. There's Roman mosaics where they appear to show what look like the Loch Ness Monster or a plesiosaur kind of thing with paddle fins and stuff, these two plesiosaurs and stuff. Okay, last thing here, evidence for evolution creation. If you've been out in the woods, sometimes trees die, and that tree will fall over after 10 or 20 years, right? Is there any chance that tree's going to last there for 20 billion years? I'm sorry, the things we believe as humans. No, this is evidence of the Great Flood, that in 1 year, all these layers. So here's a tree going through coal. Here it's going through, you know, other things, sandstone, limestone, shale, whatever it is. And then it takes on the minerals of that layer The evidence is that our planet is young, that God judged the world beforehand. He's going to judge us again. They are willingly ignorant of the great flood, okay? And like I say, that's kind of my forte. Dinosaurs in the Bible is free online. Type in Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D, dinosaurs. Bam, it will come up. And watch it. Make some popcorn. Watch it. Okay, I'm going to change subjects here. Any questions or comments or complaints? We're good? Okay, next slide here. Okay, Orson Welles in 1938, the day before Halloween. I haven't listened to the whole thing, but they basically had an hour of programming. I think it was on CBS. Yes, CBS. And it's music, and all of a sudden it gets interrupted. I'm sorry, we interrupt this thing in, I think, Cottage Grove, New Jersey. There appears to be this large object here with bright lights, and it's in the field right beside here. I'm sorry, we seem to have lost our communication from our reporter out in the field. We'll go back to our regular programming. And so they're doing this music, but they keep interrupting it, and it's aliens have landed and are invading the Earth. And some people believe that they hear this. And so Satan has invested a lot of his time and effort in getting us to believe in UFOs. The new name for UFOs is UAP, okay? So if you want to be in the inside scoop, it's either unidentified aerial phenomena or unidentified anomalous phenomena. Because sometimes they're in the air, sometimes they're in water, okay? Anyway, but these deceptions are changing what people are thinking about. I have a friend in Colorado, not a Christian, sent me this book this week, came out a few months ago, Imminent. Man who worked for the Pentagon, who was in charge of looking at UFO phenomena, UAP phenomena. And this is an interesting book, about one quarter of the way into it. I don't know if I'll read the whole thing or not. A lot of books I don't read the whole thing. But it's an interesting book because, this is real. Okay, well, what do we do with that as Christians, which I'm not going to go into today. But it's something Satan can use against us, okay? Now, can we pause and can we show the other video I have, which ends with the word demons? Can we pause and show that other video, and then we'll come back to my thing here, please? And then we'll be done in just a few more minutes here. The one that ends in, it's a video, and it ends in the word demons. Do you see it there? Okay. This is like 2 or 3 minutes long. Are these demonic apparitions? This is on America's Got Talent. Okay, so this was live. People were watching this live. Okay? You don't need to turn the volume up. The music is not important. This is four clips. Yeah, that's fine. You can turn the volume down. Yeah. We don't need the volume. So my question is, are these demonic? I think they are. Because they can imitate humans. They can look like the good angels and the bad angels, evidently. It is a being that it looks like it's a little boy. Well, until now it does. It'll be a man in a second year. This was live. I mean, these judges, look at these judges and look at the audience. They're watching this happen. And look at how scared they are. The good angels say, fear not. The bad angels don't. They want to trick us and deceive us and sometimes make us frightened. There's two more here. The Antichrist doesn't say he'll do signs and miracles. The people will have no idea when the restrainer is gone. This is the last clip. There's just a whole bunch of these online. I found them accidentally, and it's like, I think maybe this is demonic. So the restrainer, the Holy Spirit, is holding back things. Okay, we don't want to restart. But there's that verse that says the restrainer, when the restrainer is removed. Chuck Missler, one of my favorite Bible teachers, he has said, I think we have no idea what all is being restrained from us in the demonic world, in the angelic realms. And the people of this earth, they will not realize it. Next slide. Before we go to the next slide, any questions or comments? We need to be in prayer, folks. We need to be in prayer. Pray for protection from deceptions and pray for wisdom and stuff. A few of you are looking concerned. Yes, we should be concerned. And these are powerful deceptions. And they're going to get worse. When I asked Bob if I could speak for a couple of weeks, it's because there's so many deceptions, and I wanted to start with nutrition because we need to get our brains working. We need to get proper nutrients, which is easy to do. But it's the spiritual level. It's coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. That's what's most important. But there's all these other distractions, and maybe political, maybe other things. How many billions of people in the world would have wished for the idea of choosing their own leaders? But half of the people in America who call themselves Christians don't even vote. And half of those who do vote, vote in favor of, you saw that horrible thing Nina said, get that picture off the screen. I mean, they'll vote, and then that's what's under the covers, that what they're putting in power. And we're going to be judged when we believe and act on deceptions. This is very important. I read recently Tip O'Neill's, we'll go on to the next one here. We're almost done, actually. Just have a couple more slides, or a few more slides. I read Tip O'Neill's autobiography. He was Speaker of the House for 10 years. He was in politics for 50 years. He came from Massachusetts. I will loan this to somebody. I would like to get it back if someone would like to read it. It's a pretty good read. He starts out in Massachusetts. He makes no bones about how to win elections. Repeat voting, voting the dead. The Democrats would play tricks on each other. And stuff like that, like you'd go to the voting precinct of your opponent when it first opens at like 6 in the morning, you'd vote as him or her, and then you come back and vote for yourself, and then the guy comes later and says, what do you mean I've already voted? This is their level of respect or lack of respect that they had for the system. That was brought to the national stage in 1960. Joe Kennedy, the father of JFK, was bound and determined his son was going to win no matter what it took. So anyway, you can read about it. One other thing I should mention, this in his chapter on the Kennedys, the very last thing he talks about is the assassination. He knew two people personally, Tip O'Neill did, who heard shots fired from the grassy knoll. So it wasn't just Lee Harvey Oswald shooting. It was a hit. It was either mob level or whatever you want to call it. There were people on the, this is what Tip O'Neill says, from the grassy knoll in Dallas, Texas, taking out the President of the United States from multiple angles. Yes, Cindy. You see, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot we'll find out. Trump is supposed to be releasing the information on that. The Warren Commission wanted everyone to believe it was just a lone gunman. He's way up in the third floor or something, and he's got this rifle and stuff like that. But, no, it was a lot that could be said about that, and it's tragic. Lyndon Johnson. Pardon me? Well, it was a convertible. It was a convertible, and they were driving slow. John Connally, the governor of Texas, was in the front seat. He got hit also. Anyway, he wasn't killed. But there's a lot that could be said about that. And then Lyndon Johnson, in my opinion, one of our worst presidents, in my personal opinion, he was a thug. OK, Okay, Vietnam War, the things that happened, so many things that Johnson did, personal opinion. Tip O'Neill, who's a Democrat, fellow Democrat. I also read 1964, Barry Goldwater read his autobiography called With No Regrets, and he has nothing good to say about Johnson either. So you can listen either to the Republican or the Democrat, whichever you want to, but when you got consistently. Okay, jumping to the next subject, and we're getting close to being done. Gilligan's Island, they weren't trying to deceive us, but there were people who wrote in to the U.S. government and says, can't you find these people and where they're at and save them, okay? And it's adults. These are adults writing in. Gilligan's Island was then translated and into many different languages. I think it's like 20 languages. It's being shown around the world, and they start getting letters, the Air Force, the U.S. Navy. Can't you find these people and rescue them? Can't you? So to me, it's like human nature, us humans. This is frightening how easily we humans can be deceived. Okay? We've got to be. And so this is Sherwood Schwartz. He's the man who created it. In one documentary, he's talking about that. He was called into the office of, I think it was a Coast Guard lieutenant colonel or a captain or something like that, whatever his rank was. And he's shown some of these letters that they've received. And it's like, can't you rescue these people? With all the power of the United States Navy, can't you find these people and bring them back? Anyway, okay, so I know that's funny to us, but to me it's just frightening. These are voters, okay? These are people who have the right to vote if they're in America City, yes. Yes. Yeah, now people. That's right, they don't know. That's right. That's right. No, you're right. The level of education has gone so far down, it's very frightening. Okay, I want to hit one more thing. I'm going to do it briefly. This is contradictions in the Bible. Bob, did you have a question, comment? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. See, they got me on that one, too, see? Okay. Okay. Kathy.
I was wondering if you could quickly touch on the accuracy of carbon dating.
Yes. For recent things, 2,000 or 3,000 years is actually pretty accurate. So the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Shroud of Turin, which is supposed to have, like, the image of Christ on it, for the last 2,000 or 3,000 years, carbon dating is useful. Here's the thing. If the Earth is 10,000 years or less, then for the first 1,000, 2,000 years, the carbon-14 is building up in the upper atmosphere. And so our whole atmosphere had less carbon in it to start with. And so if you date something from 5,000 years ago, it might look like it's from 30,000 years ago based on the current amount of carbon-14 in the upper atmosphere. I know I'm not going into detail. So carbon-14 is the corruption of carbon-12. Carbon normally has 12 as its atomic weight, okay? And so if the Earth is only 10, so the assumption, that their assumption is for carbon dating is that the Earth is millions and millions of years old, and so the carbon-14 has been stable, so they can use the carbon to date things. But the problem is that it appears, from a creationist perspective, that the amount of carbon-14 in the upper atmosphere, and then that's going to get absorbed by plants, and then animals are going to eat those plants, the first couple thousand years, there wasn't that much carbon-14 in the upper atmosphere yet. For potassium argon, rubidium strontium, the other dating methods, Mount St. Helens blew in May 18th, 1980. Okay, about 10 years later, there's a creationist group in Portland, Oregon. I used to be a part of it. And 10 years later, they got government permission, went into the exclusion zone, chipped off some of the lava. So there was a new lava dome. Okay, 10 years old. 10 years old. Okay? And they sent in to the universities, paid the money, said, could you date this? No, it wasn't carbon dating, but this was a different kind of dating method, rubidium strontium, potassium, argon, and others. It dated it over a million years old. I'm sorry, it's 10 years old. Mount Vesuvius, AD 79. I think it was August 24th. 2,000 years ago. I'm sorry, and then in Hawaii, there's many historical volcanoes. Their dating methods do not work on volcanoes when we know what the age was. Why should we trust those dates for millions of years this, millions of years that, for things we don't know the age on. Okay? So again, it takes a couple of hours to kind of hear the stuff on this and then to get de-evolutionized because it's so prevalent in our society. Okay? Okay, any other comments, questions? Let's go on to the next. Okay, I'm just going to hit Bible contradictions. We don't want to be deceived. So I used to speak, when I was in Berkeley, I used to speak to atheist groups and stuff like that. So there's all kinds of things that people say are contradictions in the Bible. I just want to hit a couple because these are just kind of common ones, okay? So anytime you see what appears to be a contradiction, I would say my knowledge is that it's evidence of a deeper truth or that you're not seeing everything, okay? So Jesus said to him in Matthew, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbors yourself. Now in Luke, Jesus asked this lawyer, he asked him a question, what's written in the law? How do you read it? And the lawyer answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. So unless you're kind of looking at the details, you don't realize that. So what I see is what probably happened is Jesus used similar teaching in different places. And some of the Jews knew what was important, what is the main thing, because these were in Deuteronomy, to love God with your heart and soul and strength. That's in Deuteronomy, okay? And so what's the greatest commandment? There were like 600 commandments. Well, this is the greatest one. And Jesus said, you've answered rightly. Do this and you shall live. Okay, at the very bottom, what it says is, the man seeking to justify himself says, and who is my neighbor? Because you have to be honest to your neighbors. I talked about that last week. And then Jesus goes into the story of the Good Samaritan. Okay? But anyway, so it's like we have the clues. Scripture tells us what we need to know. Jesus highlighted many of the things that were in the Old Testament, but probably he used the same teaching. And this man, it says Jesus, it says the lawyer. Okay? Answered. Okay, next slide. There were two thieves on the cross. One on his right, one on his left. They were crucified with him, and they're casting the same in his teeth. They were saying, if you're the Messiah, why don't you get off that cross? Okay, so that's what it says in Matthew. That's not what you hear on Good Friday. What you hear on Good Friday is the Luke account. Okay, that's what it says in Matthew. In the Luke account, okay, he's the king of the Jews, but one of the two thieves, he is going, if you be the Christ, save yourself and save us. The other one says, don't you fear God? We deserve this. That man's done nothing wrong. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And so what I see in this, okay, this is my understanding of how Christian theologians, this is two different moments in time. Have you ever been where someone's being taunted or being bullied or something like that, and then one person comes to their senses and say, you know, we're being too hard on this guy. We're doing this. Someone comes to their senses. So that's what I see. It also shows they didn't copy each other. Each one was their own account of the four Gospels. And so I see a depth in this that there's more than one thing going on. I have one more slide on this. Is that right? Yes, one more slide on this. Any questions, comments? We're okay. Next slide, please. On quote-unquote deceptions in the Bible. Judas, who has betrayed Christ, went and hung himself from a tree. Okay? But that's in Matthew. But in Acts it says that the way he died was he fell headlong and he burst asunder on the rocks. Okay? And his insides killed him. That's what killed him. So, that's people would say, another contradiction in the Bible. That Bible has so many contradictions in it. Well, wait a minute. Okay, ropes, modern clothing, modern ropes, modern chains are made uniform, machine-made. They're all the same. You know, if you ever heard of the weakest link in the chain is the one that's going to break. But that's in the modern times. Old ropes, old things. You use a rope a few times, and it's going to start kind of rotting, right? I mean, if it gets wet and stuff like that. So it may have been that he got a rope, he hung himself, and then the rope couldn't hold his weight, so he then falls and kills himself. So it's another time when the skeptics who are looking for any excuse to hide from the God of the Bible would say, oh, this is a clear contradiction in Scripture. There's about 110 or 120 of these. I have sometimes been sent lists of them to prove them wrong. Here's what I say. Here's what I say to them. Give me the worst three. Whatever you think of the worst three are, give me the worst three. Give me a chance to research, to figure out what's going on. and then let me see if I can answer you. And you, what you think is going to happen is, how can I ever believe that Bible? Woe is me. But I'll tell you what, when I can give you a good logical answer, why don't you be logical and why don't you repent before God? No one's ever taken me up on it. It's true, right? Okay, anyway. Next one. Here's the last one here. This is one in this in these lists of 110, 120. I'm sorry. The same. Go back to that slide. I'm sorry. Right here. And Jesus said he saw a man sitting at the receipt of custom, a tax collector. His name was Matthew. Okay? Luke account, same thing. He saw a publican named Levi. Well, Levi and Matthew is the same person. Have you ever heard of someone named William Jefferson Clinton? What's his other name? Bill Clinton. Dutch Reagan. Ronald Reagan, same person. James Earl Carter, Jimmy Carter, right? Same people, okay? Same persons in each thing, but we have different names for them, okay? Sometimes we'll call by one. Peter is sometimes called Cephas in the scriptures, okay? So we're almost done here. Next slide, please. Okay, I want to remind you at the beginning of all that discourse, take heed that we be not deceived. Folks, there. I promised Bill and Robette that I would mention yoga, and I haven't mentioned yoga yet. There's so many deceptions out there in our world, and yoga could be is one of them. Okay, now for exercises for stretching, that part of it can be helpful for people, but it comes from Eastern mysticism, and part of it is, let's see, how does that go? Becoming one with the universal. Emerging with the universal consciousness. Okay, well, that part I'm not interested in. Okay, I'm yes, ma'am. Yes, sister. That's right. That's correct. To be yoked with. Yes. Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Yes. I have visited the Hindu temple here in Newburgh and talked to the pundit a couple of times, and I've visited lots of places. Okay, anyway, that's a long story, but they very much believe in many gods, just like Old Testament times, that there are many deities out there, and then people choose which ones they want to be with. But yeah, so yoga has a dark side to it, but many churches are accepting it. Anyway, this is one that they specifically asked, and so I said, I won't mention it because I do think that they're right. Anyway, we need to be praying to help us from deceptions. We need to discuss things among each other with the brethren. Okay, now Bob's going to get mad at me. Next slide, please. I want to propose something that we pray about something. We have depth in our leadership, and I would propose that we consider the idea of holding a conference, maybe this fall, okay? It would take 8 or 9 months. A 2 or 3 day conference. I'm sorry you can't really read this. Day one, general Bible structure. First session, second session, learn the Bible in 24 hours, and then maybe concentrate on John, Romans, and Revelation. In the afternoon, the fact that evolution is not true. And also a talk on, is your church a cruise ship or a rescue vessel? What we like is cruise ship. I think what God wants is rescue vessel. Are we oriented towards giving, towards building, towards helping? Okay? Or are we just trying to get comfort first? Okay, day two. This is just an idea. Master for the Old Testament, Masoretic or the Septuagint, hidden Bible wisdom, all kinds of things in the Bible or that aren't in the Bible that are just, we often don't talk about. I'm going to give you one example. Do you know house cats are never mentioned in the Bible? Not even once. Take a look. Look for cats. Dogs are there. Lions are there. Dragons are there. Fish are there. All kinds of creatures in the Bible. House cats are never mentioned. Not even once. I mean, look it up. Isn't that? I just find that quite interesting. Anyway, all kinds of things that are and aren't in the Bible. Here's my theory on that. Moses was raised in Egypt. The Egyptians glorified cats. You've seen mummified cats before, right? And so probably in the Torah, there was no mention of cats because people say, "Oh, he borrowed this stuff from the Egyptians." No, he didn't. Nothing in the Torah was from Egyptian wisdom and stuff like that. So I just wonder if that maybe God then never mentioned cats, even though cats are common around the world. You got vermin around the world. Anyway, hidden Bible wisdom, dealing with unclean spirits. Okay, about 1/4 of Christ's ministries are dealing with them. They're coming back, as I showed you that short video. UFOs, paranormal, Satan worshipers. Day 3, Israel, Ancient and Modern, Bible Politics, stuff like this, and then maybe seek the higher gifts. So that's an idea. I would like us to pray about that. We pray about this in coming weeks. And, last slide, please. Next slide. This is us on the Calvary Chapel Church Finder. Roberto, Bob Howell is our pastor. Here we are. This is where we are at. Anyway, you can find a lot of Calvary churches in the Midwest and stuff like that. And so I was thinking if we could do some kind of a conference, if we decided, Lord willing, to do something like that, and maybe we won't, but I'm asking you to pray about it, then we could contact directly many churches and maybe advertise in Calvary Chapel Magazine. Okay, questions, comments, complaints. Anyone have anything else? Yes, Rhonda.
Yeah, I was just